Vienna, 1791. The July evening is hot and close. Thunder growls in the distance. Mozart, 35 years old, overworked and exhausted, is trying out ideas for his new opera, The Magic Flute. He feels unwell, almost paranoid, and sometimes wonders if one of his rivals, perhaps Salieri, is trying to poison him. In the room next door, his wife, Constanza, sleeps fitfully. She is pregnant with their sixth child, and the birth is imminent. There are the usual money worries. Suddenly, an insistent knocking is heard on the door. Mozart opens it to reveal a mysterious hooded figure who has come to commission a requiem mass for his master. In a flash, Mozart perceives that this man is really an emissary of death, and that the requiem he is to compose will in fact be for his own demise, an event that he feels cannot now be long in coming. Within a few months, Mozart will indeed be dead and sent to a pauper's grave. Salieri's triumph is complete. Thus runs the legend. Within a few years of his death, the romantic myths and distortions will begin to proliferate, and Mozart will be remade in the image of the 19th century. Mozart, the heaven-sent child prodigy, too delicate for this world. Mozart, the pitiful pauper, whose mature music was scandalously ignored. Mozart, the prototype Beethoven. Mozart, the victim of Salieri's insane jealousy. And Mozart, the genius whose childishly obscene behaviour is grotesquely at odds with his divine inspiration. There are grains of truth in some of these legends, but to discover the real Mozart, we must visit the Salzburg of 1756, where on the 27th of January, Wolfgang Amadeus was born, the second child of Leopold and Maria Anna. The Principality of Salzburg was ruled by a prince archbishop and was part of the so-called Holy Roman Empire of German nations. Mozart's father, Leopold, a first-class musician himself, was employed by the archbishop as a violinist and eventually as Vice-Kapellmeister. He was also the author of a treatise on violin technique, which achieved recognition far beyond his native land, and a composer of real ability. The city, beautifully set among woods and hills, was full of attractive Baroque buildings and was no musical backwater. However much father and son came to despise it in later years. Church music flourished, and the fine orchestra was also in regular demand for secular performances at the archbishop's court. The young Mozart then was born into a town and into a household where music was everywhere. His older sister, Maria Anna, Nannerl, was an exceptionally talented keyboard player, and it was not long before the infant Mozart was striking thirds on the piano with evident delight. Leopold began to teach him formally when he was 4 years old, and his earliest compositions followed soon after. When little Wolfgang was almost six, Leopold embarked with his two child prodigies on an extraordinary series of travels across Europe. Between January 1762 and March 1781, when he settled in Vienna, Mozart rarely spent more than a few months at home, and the whole family were away continuously between June 1763 and November 1766 on the Great European Tour.